With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz. Every year, the city of Grand Rapids pumps about 1.4 billion gallons of water out of Lake Michigan that are never billed to a customer. Wayne Jernberg, acting assistant manager of the city's water system, would like to find out where all the water, about 10.5% of the system's total volume, is going. He hopes to learn more after Veritech Consulting Group, a firm hired by Michigan Economic Development Corporation, completes a study of the city's 1,200 miles of water lines. City commissioners approved a contract with Veritech Tuesday. Low-income wage earners would lose existing Michigan tax credits that average $425 a year scrapped in Governor Snyder's business tax overhaul would pick up a new $25 per child tax credit in a compromise version. Lieutenant Governor Brian Cawley told the House Tax Policy Committee that the administration supports the change. Coupled with expanded credits for rent and property tax payments, low-income residents would receive more than $100 million in tax benefits. The Michigan chapter of the ACLU has yet to receive any documents related to a Freedom of Information Act request filed with the Michigan State Police in 2008 regarding possible use of a portable device that can scan and extract personal information from cell phones. The police have told the ACLU they must pay $544,000 to cover the costs of seeking the requested information. The ACLU has balked at that steep amount, saying it undermines the intent of the FOIA law, while the state police say they simply are following a procedure for calculating costs of processing fees. With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz.